Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
Sup, kid?
We got to get to it. Sports time. Get in sports report.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So if you're like, hey, it's Wednesday, I need something to drink. Well, hey, you there stocked you up. So there you
there
go.
You
easy
go.
Peasy.
Hey, you know what? We got a bunch of crappy scores. We're going to skip all of that. We're going to get right to the meat, right? Right to the meat. Let's start with MMA, former UFC heavyweight champion. This is kind of a heavy story to start with, but I kind of wanted to start with this instead of ending with it. Former UFC heavyweight champion Cain Velasquez. Anyway, you guys know this guy. Cain.
Nailing it.
It's a tough name, dude. Just shut up. He's under arrest and behind bars on attempted murder charge. 39-year-old MMA fighter. Yeah, professional wrestler. Was allegedly involved in a shooting Sunday afternoon near a school in San Jose, California. One person was reportedly wounded. The victim's condition is unknown. Velasquez will appear in court today. That probably doesn't look good, though, man. If you shot a bullet and it hit somebody, not looking good for you. So, attempted murder charge there. Moving on, Russian sports. Listen to this, dude. You know Putin, right?
Yeah.
Big guy in the news today.
Yep.
He's been stripped of his honorary Taekwondo black belt by the World Taekwondo over his country's invasion of Ukraine. Move comes one day after the International Judo Federation said it suspended Putin's status as an honorary president and ambassador.
I don't know where they think
who
this
cares?
Is.
Who cares? I mean, if I'm Putin, I'm going to be like, what, did you take my powers? Oh, no. I think
it's in solid. Maybe he can. I don't know. Or maybe he's like Kim Jong-un and it's all just made up. I mean, who's not? What Taekwondo instructor is going to have a guy like Vladimir Putin come in and be like, you're not good enough to get your belt today. You know what I mean? Like, no, that's the thing. You get these certain guys in power, especially when it's, you know, communist areas like that. No one says no to them. Because if you say no to him, you get a bullet in the back of your head.
Right. It's crazy, dude. I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, a lot of people pouring out the Russian vodka, not buying Russian this, Russian that, you know? Mm-hmm. Good. If you're not in support of it, don't support it. The black belt, though, I just don't really think Putin's
doing everything they can to just pull anything from Russia. I mean, they're doing
that. Take his skills. I'd be like, all right, but it's not like, you know, once you learn it, you gotta.
That's true. It's a status thing now. I mean, that is a status thing, and Putin seems like a guy who cares about status. And now it's like, no, sorry, you're not a black belt anymore.
So, black belt kind of a big deal over there in Russia.
I think it's a big deal anywhere, right? Anywhere with Taekwondo.
Yeah. I don't see too many dudes walking around with a black belt. But
I never got past the white belt with just the little black tape around it.
Did you do Taekwondo?
No, I did karate.
Karate?
Yeah.
Never did either, man.
Yep.
I always wanted to, but I just watched Ninja Turtles a few times and thought I was good enough.
Good enough, yeah. It made nunchucks out of your mom's tampons.
Exactly.
Yep, good enough. Yep. Good enough.
That's probably why I didn't. Probably why I wasn't sent to karate class.
Probably.
Putin. Sorry, man. No more black belt. Sad. Pro football. A survey conducted by the NFL and Nielsen found that 2/3 of Americans tuned in to watch a Super Bowl this year. Nielsen estimated. What's Nielsen? Leslie Nielsen? Who's Nielsen?
What?
It says Nielsen. A survey conducted by the NFL and Nielsen
found that the Nielsen rating system.
I don't really know much about that, I guess.
Well, it's what rates our radio station.
Oh, really?
All your favorite TV shows, when you hear like, oh, it's the highest rated TV show, that's from Nielsen.
Okay. It's probably because I really don't care that much about it. Anyway, Nielsen estimates that around 208 million Americans watch at least 1 minute of the game. Study also found that 90% of Americans who had a TV tuned in on Super Bowl time were watching the big game, man. So We all watched it. You tuned in. I tuned in. It was a great game.
It was a big one, I think, this year. I think people were excited about something new. I think a lot of people, you had Detroit people rooting for Matt Stafford. I think you had people who were just excited that it wasn't Tom Brady. Some people that were like, wow. I think this year was kind of a freshening of the Super Bowl, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Tom Brady, Buccaneers, something coming in the 2023 season to take the sting out of Tom Brady's retirement. Creamsicle uniforms. Nice. The team announced that they are bringing back the light orange uniforms they wore in 1976 to 96. But due to global supply chain issues, won't be in time for the 2022 season. Damn, really? Even NFL teams can't get things. The team is bringing back the Bucko Bruce logo. Features a guy with the mustache holding a knife in his mouth.
I like the old throwback ones that they
have. I'm going to be honest with you, I don't.
Yeah. You don't like the guy? Kind of like the color, the white and the
creamsicle. You know what it looks like to me? It looks like you left your uniform out in the sun for too long.
You got a little faded,
and it looks a little old to me. I don't know. I don't really like the old school. And that's when they were crappy, too.
Yeah.
Which is probably going to be crappy again. So, all right. You want to go back to that, I guess?
I do like the logo, the guy, though. That's got kind of a cool look to it. Kind of like the old Patriots logo, right? You know?
Yeah, he's kind of in his three-point stance with a knife in his mouth. Yeah. I don't know. I like the newer one better. Have you seen the old-school Lions logo? It looked like a first grader drew it, dude. It's hilarious.
I don't think I ever have one. Lions.
If you ever get a chance, just look up old team logos. Some of them are, dude, very interesting and weird. Very simple, you know?
Through the years. Hold on. Oh, yeah, the one. It's the outline with the tail kind of up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. They should go back to the one. Is there one?
The new one looks way more badass, that's for sure.
The 34 to 45 was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Had a guy, you know, holding the football, the old-style helmet, right next to a line. That one's pretty cool.
The Chicago's has always been the same. No, it was different. The original one was a little different. They've had that C for a while.
The Packers used to just have a box as a logo at one point.
A box?
Yeah. Green Bay Packers. It was just a box. It was just an empty box.
What? Nah, anyway.
The sports report has been terrible.
I know. There's not much going on, so shut up. You're supposed to be on my team. You're supposed to support me, you bastard. All right, there you go. That's your sports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll try better next hour.
Rock 107.
Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock, Hunter.
What's up?
729 cripes we are running behind. Let's get right to it. Sports time.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing bread. Apparently, I had a couple this morning, Bud products. So you're always stocked up, no matter what. Doesn't matter. You're good to go.
Let's kick it off with baseball, man. Yesterday, Tuesday afternoon, Major League Baseball Players Association agreed unanimously not to accept the latest proposal from the owners. Soon after the negotiation session ended, Commissioner Rob Manfred stepped up to the podium and announced that the first two series of the regular season are officially canceled.
That's big news, man.
It is big news. That's right. Opening day has been delayed. Now no agreement is possible until at least Thursday, which means this will most likely get worse before it gets resolved. So, yeah, baseball and kind of shambles right now, man. Got to come to an agreement, you know?
Look, I would never expect anyone, you know, not to fight for, you know, the pay that they think they deserve or what, you know, anything like that. But it always gets kind of under my skin when I see these athletes that are, I mean, you're playing a game. Where's the line, I guess?
Especially, and I say baseball because baseball, dude, you were making massive amounts of money. for playing that sport. I mean, you do with any sport, really. But
you do. I mean, athletes, I get it. They're amazing, you know, amazing athletes. They do crazy things in the sports that they're in. We all watch
round
it.
Round-the-clock work. I mean, yeah, it's tough.
But does baseball really have a leg to stand on for you know, the money that they ask for?
Yeah, at least get it going. Figure things out, but you know what? What about the fans?
Yeah.
What about the people that actually just love baseball and love watching the game?
Yeah.
And enjoy it just for the love of the game.
I mean, there's got to be a way, right, to keep – I guess I don't know enough about running a franchise, but I feel like there's a way to keep playing for the people that, like you said, the fans, and then still work on your contract, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's something to be said about getting screwed.
Yeah.
If you're doing a job and you're not really getting paid for it, that's one thing. But
yeah,
baseball, I don't know.
So, yeah, so what? I think I read somewhere, you and I were talking about this, like it's not going to start till June, possibly, at this point.
Something like that.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah. Anyway.
So, yeah, get the ball rolling. Let's go.
Take me out to the ball. Oh, wait, the ball game's canceled. Sorry. Yeah, can't go.
Yeah,
can't
not
go.
Till June. Until June. Hey, Putin. This is just a real quick headline. Got stripped of his black belt. I can go into detail, but I'm just going to – we got 2 minutes here. So Putin stripped of his black belt. Not looking good over there, man. There's a lot of crazy things happening. A lot of people pulling the liquor from the shelves.
Yeah.
Not supporting the old Russian –
well,
you know.
And the Russian stock market, like, tanked, dude.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, when you do stuff that everybody does not agree with, things happen.
Yeah, a little bit. When people, when the whole world other than China is angry with you, then things are going to happen. Their rubles are worth nothing. I don't know if rubles were worth much beforehand, but yeah.
You know? Anyway, real quick, one last story. Buccaneers. That's football news. I have something that, coming in 2023 to take out the sting of Brady's retirement. Creamsicle uniforms, Brock.
Oh, this will do it.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it, right? Nothing that makes me feel better, Brock, than creamsicle uniforms. Team announced that they're bringing back the light orange uniforms they wore in 1976 and 96. You know, the years when they were absolutely effing horrible.
Maybe
yeah, let's bring that
notice.
Back.
Maybe they won't bring notice that Brady's back. Gone. Maybe if we change the if we change the jersey, they won't notice that our quarterback.
You know what those creamsicle jerseys to me look like? It looks like you left your jersey out in the sun. We're on your dashboard for an entire... You know what I'm saying?
Hey, who mixed the whites and the colors, damn
right.
it?
They look faded. They don't look that good. The new ones are badass. Keep
I want to see a full season. I know they do the throwback. Let's do a full season with nothing but throwback
everybody?
Jerseys. Everybody? With nothing but throwback jerseys the whole season.
I think that's a good idea. I mean, if everybody
cool.
has to do it, then yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Bucks coming out with a new look. So there you go.
How about you don't worry about the jerseys and find us a replacement quarterback?
Exactly.
I think that's probably about, like, guys, like, we appreciate you thinking outside the box here, but how about you replace
what about
the
guy
Tom
who won
Brady?
Us the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Replace Tom Brady. How about that? Anyway.
There you go, man. Hey, that's it. He supports this morning.
Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.